This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Valley time. This week, my guest is Andrea Salenzi. She's the host of the WFMU podcast, YOY. It's a show about where love and sex meets technology. Andrea, are you ready to find out which one of us knows more about numbers from the week's love and technology news?
Yes, let the date begin.
Okay. This is going to be a short date, but it's going to be a good date. One CEO.
The number of 10-year-olds starting their own dating apps today.
This is Tim Cook I'm talking about. He came out this week, making him the only openly gay CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
That's exciting news. Welcome, Tim. My number for you is
$32,000. $32,000 is how much it will cost you to erase all of the spurious claims about you online.
That's how many dollars were in the bank account of the dating app Hinge back in 2012. And now they've raised $8.6 million. And they're one of the quickest growing dating apps out there and the one I recommend to all of my friends.
Why do you recommend it?
I love the mutual friends algorithm and the way it uses real information about you, like your name and your job and where you went to college.
So it's like the LinkedIn of dating?
Almost, yeah.
Wow, it's a different place than when I was doing this. Okay, 46% of the time.
How much time you spend looking at Tinder when you should be doing something else?
You're just outside of the bullseye. You're very close. This week we learned that men who use Tinder swipe right, which is, of course, how you tell the app that you like somebody, 46% of the time, three times as often as women.
That is not what I hear from my guy friends. Most guys I know have a policy of swiping right on everyone. They just want to know who likes them.
What do you got for me?
14%.
14% of what?
Adults.
14% of adults admit to creeping around Facebook and looking at their exes.
I think the number would be higher than that. This is the number of adults who have taken steps to hide their online activity from a family member or romantic partner.
Ooh.
There are apps now that can help you hide and encrypt your text messages, your photos. You can take a photo of someone trying to break into your phone. You can GPS track your partner. It's a good time to be a cheater or to look into a cheater.
Wait, it's a good time for both?
It's good for 100% of people you should not be in a relationship with.
Well said. Andrea Salenzi is the host of the WFMU podcast, YOY. It's a show about where love and sex meets technology. Andrea, thank you very much for playing along.
Of course. Thank you.
Don't forget, there's a special listener version of Silicon Valley at marketplacetech.org.